Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is April the 4th, 2022, Monday. Beautiful morning. Sun is out. Clouds are gone. Fantastic. A little cool still. April, March and April, the tricky months. Like usual, April's chilly, but whatever. It's better than January and February, that's for sure. Had a great weekend. Hung out with family, had some family come down, got to visit with them. Great to catch up. Just a great weekend. I've shared before, this pandemic, I don't know if it's my age, the pandemic, the end of the pandemic. I don't know what it is, but it's like, and I think this has happened to quite a few people, but, you know, I've just lost my, I'm just not really into anything right now. I'm just kind of feeling very lazy, just not really very driven. Definitely a lot less driven than I was prior to the pandemic. I'm sure it's been talked about in exhaustion, right, about how this pandemic has kind of changed us. I know it changed me. I just don't know if it's because of my age also. I think at 53, I'm actually starting to, I'm officially an adult, and being an adult can be a little exhausting. I don't know what it is, but I have not been on my game. Now, I can say that this has happened in the past. You know, I will come out of the winter, and then one morning I'll go for a run, and just all of a sudden everything is just like, okay, let's get back after this, but it hasn't really happened. It sort of happened yesterday. Got up early. Actually, I didn't get up early. I slept in, but I mean, I got up at like 8. I don't know. And just started to take on a few projects, right? You know, I needed to put down some stuff in our grass, get the grass ready, and had to fix a few things that, because of my laziness, had kind of gotten out of whack. So I had to address those things. You know, I mowed the lawn. You know, I just kind of started to find my footing, so to speak. And it felt good. I went out and got some things. I need to do a few more things this morning. You know, crabgrass. If you own your own lawn and you put down, you know, crabgrass control, it's probably a week or so late. But I'm going to get it down today. It's a responsible thing to do, putting down crabgrass control on your lawn. But, you know, it's something I got to do. So that's on the agenda I need to do today. But I wanted to come in just maybe to see if I can do a podcast. Sometimes I sit down and get into it, and I'm just finding I'm not really feeling it. And some days sit down and have a great chat. So I thought I would give it a try, see what's going on. I know that, you know, the meeting that I went to on Friday, somehow the fourth step started coming up. And the fourth step is an interesting step because it is a, you know, if you've ever been in the rooms or if you've been in the rooms for any sort of time early on, you know, you're sort of, you know, picking up the vibe and, you know, you go to meeting after meeting and you slowly start to hear this theme like, oh, wait until you have to do your fourth step. The fourth step, you know. Oh, boy, the fourth step. And listen, there is some, the fourth step is interesting. Fifth step's even more interesting, but the fourth step is interesting because I know the first time that I did it, why don't I read it? It said, step 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. I know I'm going to fuck this up reading it, but we'll try it. How instincts can excuse their proper function. No, see, I already fucked it up. God damn it. How instincts can exceed their proper function. Step four is an effort to discover our liabilities. And I was thinking, what does that mean? And I'm not going to try to analyze this. It is your own journey. You know, I'm not a professional recovery person. I'm just like you. I'm just, you know, the struggle is real on a day-to-day basis. So I'm not going to try to figure this out for you. I will try to share how that mean what that means to me. But it says, is an effort to discover our liabilities. Basic problems of extremes and instinctive drives. Misguided moral inventories can result in guilt, grandiosity, or blaming others. Assets can be noted with liabilities. Self-justification is dangerous. Willingness to take inventory brings light and new confidence. Step four is a beginning of lifetime practice. Common symptoms of emotional insecurities are worry, anger, self-pity, and depression. Inventory reviews relationships, importance of thoroughness. Inventory reviews relationships, importance of thoroughness. Yeah, see, I don't know. When they wrote this stuff, it was such a different time. But basically, and I like it, it says, self-justification is dangerous. Willingness to take inventory brings light and new confidence. Yeah. Well, I remember the first time, like I said, I did the four step and I really went through it with one of my sponsors. And, you know, I don't know if I came clean with everything. I don't even know if I was capable of coming clean with everything. You know, you'll hear people say, oh, if you do the four step right, correctly, you'll never have to do another four step again. Maybe, I guess. I'm not going to say that's not true. I think that they're, you know, I had to try to understand my motivation in doing the four step. Early on, you know, hearing the whispers and the talk and the chatter, you know, about how hard the four step was and, you know, how bad it was to do and be very afraid. And I was like, oh my God, you know, and it's kind of like getting a tooth pulled. There's so much anxiety build up before it. So when it was time, you know, I really wanted to, first of all, do it correctly, right? Because I'm still in that, you know, look at me, early sobriety, I'm getting better, of course I'm going to do this, I'm taking it all on, I'm different this time, I'm really going to do it. And to me, that's a lot of self stuff. Look at me, it's true, I really want to be sober, I want to, you know, please my sponsor. And so I remember doing it and going through it and writing it down. But I don't really remember anything really coming of it. I didn't feel like I really pushed through a tough time or I learned a lot from the experience. I just remember doing it and just kind of moving on. And I remember the first, I had a friend of mine. This is interesting. I had a friend and he was said, you know, I think I'd ask him, you know, will you be my sponsor? And he was like, absolutely. And this is he's a great guy, very rigid sobriety. And he said, all right, if you're going to do your four step, I need you to buy a black notebook. And I want you to have a black writing pen and, you know, very specific things he requested for me to have for us to start my four step. And I think, and it was specific color, pen color, and all this stuff. And I remember, I think I probably got the wrong color pad and pen. And, you know, he got very upset. And I remember saying, listen, I think I'd rather just be friends, right? Because he was very passionate about some of the early parts in his regimen to doing a four step with somebody. And I just wasn't into it. I wasn't feeling it. I was still driven by self, right? I was still like, you know, I'm running the show. I'm here. I'm showing up, but I'm still going to do it my way. And his point was, listen, I'm going to give you a few simple directions. And if you can't follow these few simple directions early on in the four-step, what's to say that you're going to even get anything out of the four-step at all if it's still doing it your way, meaning me? And he didn't say that at the time. At the time, he said, yeah, no problem. Good luck. And we were still friends and have always been friends, but I wasn't ready for the message. And the message is that I'm a self-centered person, and I've been doing self-centered things all my life, and that's what got me into this position. And this step is really about, I mean, what's revealed in it, and it's obviously at different times of my sobriety. You know, the first time I did it, what was revealed to me was, you know, not life-changing. When I did it with my buddy Matt, we did not go through a bunch of things. We went through like four or five things and then really analyzed why I was kind of doing these things. And it was it didn't require pages and pages of work to get the meaning. But I also think that this is after, like, you know, being sober 5 years, drinking, divorce, rehab, you know, finally getting beaten down to the next level and then coming out and then saying, listen, okay, I think I'm willing again. I don't even know if I did it right the second time. I know that I started to understand it. And there's that, you know, the biggest thing for me was the Mr. Jones story. And I don't know if it's in the fourth step or in the fifth step, but it's the Mr. Jones story where he talks about how, you know, he hates Mr. Jones. And Mr. Jones is like, you know, unaware, I think, of the fact this guy hates him. And he's like, I hate him, I don't like him, and that's it. I know a lot of people like that. That person's dead to me, this person's this, I can't believe that company did this, I can't believe that restaurant did that. And they're dead to me. Which is fine, you know, if that's what you want to do. It's a lot of anxiety and anger and negativity to carry around. But listen, if you're capable of that, you know, go for it. But I personally am not. And in the Mr. Jones story, it talks about how, you know, they go through it and they, you know, and in this meeting I was at on Friday, I was talking about how, you know, I've learned that I can really do like a four step on just about every issue that comes up in my life if I really wanted to, you know, and it's usually ego and pride are usually somewhere in there. But I remember in the story, it says, you know, I hate Mr. Jones and that's it. And the guy sits down with the sponsor, I guess, and they start kind of going through it. And, you know, what they learn is that, you know, Mr. Jones has a better job. Mr. Jones has a prettier wife. I think that's what's in the story. Mr. Jones has a better car. You know, Mr. Jones just has a better life. And due to those three or four or many other things, this certain person finds that annoying and they hate Mr. Jones. When in turn, and I think this is when, you know, for me, accountability started to kind of show up. It's kind of a list of reasons why, what's my problem? You know, what's my hang up? You know, and you know, this happens like with work. You know, I work and listen, I work every day, but I make a fair living, right? But I'm not rich. You know, I'm not killing it. I mean, compared to where I was, I am killing it. But to compare myself to everybody else, or at least the select few that I look up to, I suppose, and I'm not even sure why, but, you know, whatever. Compared to a select few, I'm not doing that great. You know, we're still working hard. Both my wife and I have to work. You know, we have to, you know, pinch our pennies and count every dollar, especially in the times that we live in now. And, you know, so I personally wish that I didn't have so much financial stress, right? So when it comes to, like, seeing people that are doing really well, and if I'm inside going, I can't believe that guy, you know? If I'm looking at this person like Mr. Jones, I have to start figuring out what it is that got me to the point where I am at today. And, you know, if I was going to say, how come I don't make as much money as so-and-so? You know, Did you forget to mention that you quit going to school?
They shut down the Golden Sahara Hotel. Jessica says it won't be long till they blow it all to hell. She's standing in the front yard, cut off some skin. Me and her brother, we've been friends since I can't remember when. And ain't that the way it's always been? Everybody sitting around waiting for the sun to come again. They shifted the chemical plant, a white wedding dress. I wake up every morning and I wonder if I'm gonna pass the test. Try to live up to what she's got in mind. Sometimes the pressure's so heavy, I feel like leaving it all behind. Ain't that the way that it's always been? Laying low just long enough for the dust to settle down. The black and the white, the thick and the thin. Hoping that he's really got the power to save us from these sins. Everybody's sitting around waiting for the sun to come again.
Yep. So there was many things that I chose to do early on in my life that got me to the point where I'm at today. You know, but in the past, it would be easy for me to say, yeah, I don't like that guy, and I just don't want to put any more effort into that, into thinking why. And what the four steps started to teach me is that, you know, I'm the reason, you know. So when I look at a person like that and I do remember, oh, yeah, by the way, you did quit school. You did choose to start drinking alcohol early on in your life. You did start to choose, you did choose to do drugs, chase women, party, do whatever the hell you wanted, while all these other people were like going to college and working hard on themselves and building a foundation for their future. I didn't have that. And until I started to become accountable for that, I was a victim. And, you know, that word comes up a lot, victim. I didn't really understand what the word meant, but I do now. And a person like myself who's seething and, you know, reeling inside because of everybody else doing so well and my personal self not, it's my own damn fault. It is my own damn fault. And until I could start recognizing that, I was toxic. And I feel like that's really what this fourth step, for me at least, I started to realize, you know, I'm responsible for most of my problems. And I am responsible for most of my problems then. And I am responsible for most of my problems now. Just like now, not getting some of the stuff that I need to get done. You know, we're building a house. We need to move. You know, it's like there's a whole list of shit I need to get done. And I am completely dragging my feet on it. And when it comes to the point where the shit or the rubber hits the road, I'm going to end up being pissed, right? I'm going to be mad. I can't believe this. You know, so my wife's going to bring it up. We need to do this. And I'm probably going to get mad at her. Her and I are probably get in an argument or something. Or my in-laws or somebody will, you know, shouldn't you be packing? Or shouldn't you be working on this, you know, our old house? Or shouldn't you be doing something? And I'm going to end up getting pissed and annoyed, have a resentment, when the whole time it's all my fault. And I don't know if it's the disappointment that I have in myself that creates the reaction, but it's all my fault. You know, I had to paint a bathroom. We have this little bathroom, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's like a modular home. So they use this weird panel board, and it's just weird. And I'm like, I'm going to paint this. And it took me like a week to paint a freaking bathroom. I put a little primer on. I did a test spot. It was like, and it took like 3 weeks to get to the point to do it in 1 week. Just dragging my feet. And that's fine. But I just need to remember that when it comes time for the rubber to hit the road, I need to be accountable for getting us to where we're at right now. And, you know, I'm just hoping and praying that I'm going to start to find my energy again. I'm putting a lot on the weather getting better. You know, I haven't been running. I've been running on Fridays with my buddy James, but, you know, ideally in my back of my mind, I think I want to run a few times a week, but I'm blaming it all on the cold weather. When in the past, I've run all year. Colder the better. Haven't been into it this year. You know, I feel there's parts of me also feels like I'm starting to get better, right? You know, in the past, I would run. I mean, I'd get up at 4:30 in the morning, just, I don't know, soul sick. Looking for something. You know, maybe somebody will appreciate me running. Maybe I'll fit in with a group of people that I've always sort of idolized and sort of been jealous of how they can just go out and do these things, and I want to be part of it. Is that my motivation? Would that be ego, right? You know, and as we get better, or as I've gotten better, some of these things aren't as important. You know, running and looking good. Listen, I can be a terrible person, but if I look good, right? You know, if I look good, especially like on Instagram or something like that, you know, you feel better. You know, even though the 99.9% of the time that people don't see you, you know, you're not great. And I think over the years, you know, especially in this last 3 years, trying to figure out the balance between sobriety and serenity, you know, and I've said you need sobriety to have serenity, but serenity is not guaranteed with sobriety. I mean, you have to be free of alcohol. You have to be free of drugs, right? You have to be, you know, whatever it is that's on your plate, but you got to be free of it to start to figure out, you know, what ego and these different things are playing in our lives so that we can start to become accountable, so we can start to get better. It's not magic. And I feel like the last 3 years I've been really at least looking at it or feeling it. And I feel like I've been getting better. You know, I've been sleeping more, been sleeping in a little bit more, not as much a desire to run. And of course, you know, I want to stay healthy. You know, I want to stay active, but I want to make sure I'm doing it for the right reason. You know, it's such a trip watching, like, you know, I watched WrestleMania this weekend. I'm not a big WrestleMania fan. I think like a lot of people as a kid, we used to watch wrestling. My brother and I, we'd watch the wrestling and it was always so fun. But I've, you know, it's fake, right? So I've gotten away from it. But big fan of Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee somehow, I'm just, you know, I do not know Pat McAfee, but I'm just very proud of that guy. You know, he's just done, he's come from, you know, and it doesn't hurt if you're, you know, he was an NFL kicker. So you're right away, you're at a little higher level. But the guy just has put in so much work, and I've followed him. And finally, you know, he was invited to have a match on the WrestleMania this past weekend. So, you know, I've been following the show and the buildup. And finally, the weekend came this weekend for WrestleMania. And I watched it, and I just had a lot of fun, enjoyed it. What a great show. Yes, it's fake. But those guys, you know, I don't know how they do it. I mean, all the jumping and flipping and kicking each other in the face. I mean, this one part, you know, Stone Cold came out, which was awesome. But they're wrestling, and, you know, he drives his boot right into this guy's face, and they show it in slow motion. There's no faking it. I mean, I don't know. It had to hurt, and which isn't important. I guess my point is that even though it's fake, it is a show. And I think they've all admitted, you know, that there's some choreography, so to speak, in some of these moves and part of the show. And you can see it, right? But it's still entertaining. It was a lot of fun. Stayed up till midnight last night watching the final match, and I can't even tell you who they were. That's how much I follow wrestling. But it was really good and enjoyed it. 75,000 people at the match yesterday. It was on Saturday and Sunday at the AT&T where the Cowboys play in Dallas. And it was a lot of fun. But, you know, these guys, they're like freaking specimens, right? And I can remember, I wish I, at one point in my life, was like really built, right? Chiseled up. You know, I've always felt like, oh, if I'm really big and strong, you know, beat people up if I had to, right? You know, I could, you know, people would think I was awesome. You know, and this is all going on in my ego mind, in my self-centered mind. When the reality is I don't beat people up. I don't fight. You know, I have no desire to get in fights. You know, I got beat up. You know, I got drunk and I got beat up. I was never beating anybody up. So maybe, you know, early on, relationships with other people and scuffles, and, you know, maybe as an adult, this is my time to kick some ass, right? And it's not the reality. And it's just my mind playing tricks on me, and or my spirit or my ego or whatever it is, but it's a lot of shenanigans. And this step helps me figure that out. And, you know, and like I said, you know, I can do a four-step on a lot of things. You know, this, you know, we do podcasting. We have a network. We don't put it on YouTube. We don't really do much with it. It's just a podcast, and whoever listens, listens. But there's part of me that wishes it was bigger, right? Like everybody else that has a podcast. Why can't we have a big one? I'm not really doing the work. You know, I'm not doing the Instagram. I'm not doing the Facebook. I'm not doing the Reels. I'm not into it. And I'm pretty cool with what we get out of it. You know, it is interesting, though. I have started meeting people that listen to the podcast, which is, you know, a trip. Bizarro. And then I feel like I got to, like, say the right thing. And then, you know, it's easy to get caught up in that stuff. And hopefully it stays cool. Let's see. Maybe we can read our daily reflections, and then we'll get out of here. Let's see. Daily reflections. Okay. Sorry. Maybe it'll be excellent, though. I don't understand why. Here we go. Sorry. Jeez. Glad I'm not. It's not an emergency. All right. Here we go. Crying for the moon, April the 4th. This very real feeling of inferiority is magnified by his childish sensitivity, and is this state of affairs which generates in him that insatiable, abnormal craving for self-approval and success in the eyes of the world. Still a child, he cries for the moon, and the moon, it seems, won't have him. Funny. While drinking, I seemed to vacillate between feeling totally invisible and believing I was the center of the universe. Searching for that elusive balance between the two has become a major part of my recovery. The moon I constantly cried for is, in sobriety, rarely full. It shows me instead its many other phases, and there are lessons in them all. True learning has often followed an eclipse, a time of darkness. But with each cycle of my recovery, the light grows stronger and my vision is clearer. Wow. Yep. Pretty much relates to what I just said. Awesome. Well, I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll do this, and I'll see you when I see you. Bye. I took a long walk yesterday.